Now today's federal newscast. There is now an informal deal in place to avoid a potential government shutdown at the end of the month. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have reportedly agreed to a continuing resolution that would be free of certain policy riders that have halted progress on other bills. Talks on another round of coronavirus stimulus payments are still in the works as well. The Justice Department has reached an agreement with the city of San Antonio after the city wrongfully auctioned off the cars of two service members while they were in military service. San Antonio will have to pay $47,000 to them and also establish a $150,000 settlement fund to compensate other service members whose rights may have been violated. And the White House has released the first ever comprehensive cybersecurity policy for systems used in outer space and near space. Space Policy Directive 5 lays out the lead role the Homeland Security Department and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency will play in enhancing cyber defenses in space, notably on key systems used for global communications, navigation, and other critical services. Find these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com and stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.
When we need help, we turn to government. When government needs help, they turn to Federal News Network.
For news on the federal pay raise.
To learn how other agencies handle IT modernization.
To see how Congress funds my agency.
For changes to my TRICARE benefits.
Federal News Network, helping feds meet their mission.